Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition in Masechet Brachos on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the word Tamon. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara, Tamon, there in the Bavli, Amrin, we said, Kol she'enoi k'elisha bal k'nafayim, anyone who's not like Elisha, the master of the wings, lo yilbash tefillin, should not put on tefillin. To understand what the Gemara here is saying, we will begin with a Hagdama based on the Bavli that the Yerushalmi is referring to, which is found in two places in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Memtes and on Daf Kuf Lamed, and we will learn the Bavli in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. And the Bavli begins, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, this is towards the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed in Bavli Masechta Shabbos, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Mitzvah, Shemosru Yisrael Atzman Aleim Lemisa, B'Shas Gezeres HaMalchus, Kegoin, Avoidus Kechav Mumila, Adayin Himuchzekas B'Yadam. Any mitzvah such as Avodah Zorah and Mila, which Klal Yisrael gave their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, not to transgress these mitzvahs, Adayin Himuchzekas B'Yadam. It is still strong and is kept amongst Klal Yisrael. V'chol mitzvah sh'loi masur Yisrael atzman olel l'misa b'shas gezeir samalchus, and any mitzvah where Klal Yisrael did not give over their life, al kiddush Hashem, at the time of gezeira of the kingdom, when the goyim made gezeira, kegoyin tefillin, adayin hi merupa b'yadam. It is still weak and is not practiced sufficiently. Da'amar Rabbi Yanai, and this is the Gemara that the Bavli is referring to. Tfilin shrichin guf naki kelisha balkanafayim. Tfilin require a clean body, like the following story of Elisha balkanafayim. Mahi, what does it mean to have a guf naki? Amar Abaya, shalei afiechbem, that a person should not pass gas while he is wearing his tfilin. Rav Amar, shalei yishin behem, he should not sleep in his tefillin. That can lead him also to pass gas during his sleep, or he can actually emit semen, and therefore he should not wear tefillin while he's sleeping. Va'amai korluhu Elisha balkanafayim. Why was this person given the title, this Elisha, given the title of balkanafayim, the master of the wings? She'apam achas gozer malchus arashah gzeir al Yisrael. There was once an occasion where the government passed a gzeira against Yisrael. Shekolam aniach tefillin al roishoy yikru esmoichoy, that whoever would put tefillin on his head, his brain would be torn out. In other words, the place on which the tefillin were being put on his head would be ripped out. V'hoyo Elisha aniach tefillin, and regardless of the danger to his life, Elisha put on tefillin, the yotzel shuk, and he went out into the marketplace wearing the tefillin. Apparently, his minig was to wear tefillin the whole day. V'ra'o kazdur echad, and a certain officer saw him. Ratz mufanav, so he ran away from the officer. V'ratz achrov, the officer ran after him. Kivin shigi etzlei, when the officer caught up to Elisha, not lami roishai. So Elisha took the tefillin from his head. V'achsim b'yari, he held it in his hand. Amr lei, so the officer said to Elisha, ma biyotcha, what's in your hand? Amr loi, kanfe yoina, the wings of a dove. Pasha es yodai, he opened up his hand. V'nimtzu bo kanfe yoina, and in the hand was found the wings of a dove. Lefika chayu karunai say bal kanafayim. That's why he was known as the master of the wings, because of this nest that happened to him. So the Gemara asks, why specifically did Elisha tell the officer that I have in my hands the wings of a dove? Why not any other bird? Mishum didami knes Yisrael yoina, because Klal Yisrael is compared to yoina, shenemar kanfe yoina nechba bakesev avaseh birak recharetz, that the Klal Yisrael is compared to the wings of a yoina. Ma yoina zu kanfeha maginis, just like a yona, its wings protects it. because it does not fight like other birds with its beak, but rather it pushes away enemy birds with its wings. Af Yisrael mitzvos maginus alein. So to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs are a protection for Klal Yisrael, just like the wings of a dove are a protection for the dove. This is the Gemara here in Masechta Shabbos. And Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes, in Divrei HaMaskil Kelisha Bal Kanafayim, states, Lahachi Nakat Elisha, the Mistamek, even Shinasale Nesbet Fulin, Hoyazor, Bohen, Vahoyoloi Guf Naki. What's bothering Tosfos is that the Gemara is trying to bring the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim to prove that you need a Guf Naki. And nowhere in the story of Elisha do we find that he had a Guf Naki. So Tosfos explains that since we find that a nes was done to him because of his wearing tefillin, it must be that he was medactic in all the various mitzvahs connected to tefillin, and it must be that he had a guf naki. From Rashi in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Amid Aleph Divrei HaMaskil De'Amar Rabbi Yanai, it seems to be that the two inyanim are linked together. On the one hand, the Gemara was proving from the story of Elisha that he was moish and nefesh to wear the tefillin. On the other hand, we also see that he had a guf naki, because someone who's careful in a guf naki will also be one who'll be moish and nefesh for tefillin. And if one is lax in guf naki, he will also not be moish and nefesh for tefillin. Rashi states there, Shaloi yafiach alma loy zehiribuhu. Since Rabbi Yanai said that tefillin need guf naki, he was telling the people not to pass gas. It seems that the people were not careful in this, and they were being mafiach. And we see from here that they were not moser nefesh for tefillin, as was Elisha. Elisha was the only one who was moser nefesh. So it seems that Rashi's linking the two things together, that Elisha was moser nefesh, was careful to be lo yafiach ben, and the rest of Bnei Yisrael, who were not Moshe Nefesh, they were not careful in the Isser of passing gas while wearing tefillin. It's interesting that Tosfos, on Daf Kuf Lamed in Shabbos, Divrei HaMaskil, Omer LeKanfiyona, the last Tosfos on the Yom, it says in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel that we bring the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim to prove that Klal Yisrael was not Moiser Nefesh, and that's why tefillin are weak in our days. People are lax in putting on tefillin because we were not Moiser Nefesh. And the proof is that Elisha wasn't Moiser Nefesh. Harei shalei maser atzmai loimer tefillin hein. Because why did Elisha lie and say that I have in my hands the wings of doves? He should have said, I have tefillin. He should have been ready to be moisher nefesh and admit that he was wearing tefillin. So Rabbeinu Shmuel understands that, in fact, Elisha is a proof that Klal Yisrael was not moisher nefesh. And this is not the way the other Rishonim learn, as we saw from Rashi. Rashi says that Elisha was the one who was moisher nefesh by putting on tefillin and going out into the shuk wearing the tefillin. The Marsha has an interesting comment there in Shabbos, where he says that Elisha was known as Bal Kanafayim because just like a malach who has wings has a gufnaki, so Elisha, who had always a gufnaki when he was wearing tefillin, he got that title of Bal Kanafayim. We find an interesting Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim Siman, Chaf Ches, Sif Dalet, that the Magen Avraham says that our minig of wrapping the ritzuos of the tefillin not on the batim, that one should not do, but rather on the side of the batim. We wrap on both sides the ritzuos, because we are copying the knafayim that Elisha had in his hand. By wrapping on both sides the ritzuos, it looks like knafayim, and this is to remember the story that we just learned here in Shabbos Kuf Lamed in the Bavli, the story of Mesiras Nefesh of Elisha Bal Knafayim. Now, with this background, we can begin our sugya here in the Yerushalmi. Let's see the line again. Taman zer in the Bavli, daf kuflamed, daf memtes. Amrin, we stated, kol she'enoi ke'elisha balkanafayim, lo yilbash tefillin. Whoever is not like Elisha balkanafayim should not put on tefillin. Now, in the Bavli that we read, it didn't say that. It said, tefillin srichen gufnaki, ke'elisha balkanafayim. But the Yerushalmi understood that the Bavli meant la'yilbash tefillin. And what does it mean, la'yilbash tefillin? Not chas v'shalom, that a person shouldn't put on tefillin the whole day, because then he would be bottle from the mitzvah of tefillin. But rather, as we'll take a look in the Pnei Moshe, the last Pnei Moshe in the right-hand column, Divrei Maskel Taman, B'bovel Amrin, in Bovel they said, kol she'ena yochel yizor beguf naki ke'elisha, Bal kanafayim la yilbash tefillin. Whoever cannot be careful in a guf nafki like Elisha bal kanafayim should not put on tefillin. Kol hayoyim, says the Pnei Moshe, ki im b'shas kriyishma tefillah. Only at the time of kriyishma and tefillah. Now, the Pnei Moshe seems to be saying that in Bovel, or the Chredim here says Taman Bibavli, in the Bavli, as if the Bavli itself was saying Lo Yilbash Tefillin. Again, those are not the words of the Bavli. But we have to understand that the Pnei Moshe is learning that that's what the Bavli means. As we see here from the Yerushalmi, Lo Yilbash Tefillin. And it cannot mean because of Gufnaki, that a person shouldn't put on Tefillin entirely because he'll become bottle from the whole mitzvah of tefillin. But it must mean, since it's very difficult to wear tefillin the whole day, therefore a person should only wear the tefillin when he's able to have a guf fnaki. And as the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Beis tells us, that we only put on the tefillin during Shacharis, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mitzvasan liyosam alav kol hayom. The mitzvah of tefillin is to put it on a whole day. Av mevnei tzrichin gufnaki. Since we require gufnaki, shalei afiach lem. He shouldn't pass gas. V'lo yasiach daitumim. And he also should always concentrate on the tefillin that he's wearing. Ve'ein kol adam yochel yizor behem. And a person is not able to do that. Most people. So nagu, we are minigis shalei lanichim kol hayom. We don't put them on a whole day. And we call makam tzarech kolodim lizorbem liyoysim olav b'shas kriyishma utfilah. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay there says, the bizman kotzer kazeh b'kal yochel lizor mehafocho mehesach adas. That much is expected of us, that during kriyishma and tefillah during shachris, that we concentrate on our tefillah, we do not pass gas. That much we can do. So the Pnei Moshe here, and the Yerushalmi that says that there in Bavel, in the Bavli, we learned that kol she'ena ke'elisha ben balkanafayim lo yilbash tefillin, it obviously means the Pnei Moshe is explaining that's what the Yerushalmi understood the Bavli to mean. Since from the story of Elisha balkanafayim, Rabbi Yanai proved that we have to have a gufnaki. So, and the Yerushalmi is saying, if you don't have a gufnaki, you shouldn't wear tefillin, explains the Pnei Moshe as the tour and the rush, which the Shulchan Aruch is based on, tell us that it means if you cannot have gufnaki a whole day, don't wear tefillin a whole day. That's what our Yerushalmi means here. Lo yilbash tefillin, meaning kol hayoyim, don't wear tefillin. But of course, the minimum which everybody is able to do is to have kavana, no hesach adas, not to be mafiach, bishas kriyishma utfila, and that is our minig. We now turn to the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, where the next Gemara is focused on a pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Yud Zayin, pasuk Hey, where the pasuk says, loyeg l'rosh cheref oiseyu, which means one who mocks a poor person blasphemes Hashem, his maker, the one who created that poor person. If you're mocking that poor person, it's blasphemy against the maker of that person. So the Bavli in Brachas Dav Yud Ches Amud Aleph brings this pasuk concerning the isser of someone entering into a Beis HaKvaris, wearing tefillin, within proximity of Dalet Amis of a mace. If he does such a thing, then he is over this pasuk of Lo Yig L'Rosh, because it is, as it were, that he was mocking the dead, that they are not able to perform mitzvahs. Our Yerushalmi here takes the same pasuk and has a different limit. Rav Zeira, b'shem Rav Abba Bar Yirmiyah, he says, Lo yikonis adam l'beis hakvaris, a person should not enter into a cemetery, v'yaseh tzrachav sham, and he should go to the bathroom there, v'im osakein, and if he did that, if he didn't listen to this injunction, olav hakosav oimer, lo yeg l'rosh cheref oiseyu, then he's over on this pasuk of lo yeg l'rosh. The Mar Panim learns, what is he doing wrong here? Because he's being noyeg kalus roish, in a Beis HaKvaris. A Beis HaKvaris is not a place of levity, and by his act of doing his tzrachim, of relieving himself in the Beis HaKvaris, that's considered kalus roish, and it's inappropriate, and he is being loyeg l'rosh, he is mocking the dead who are buried there. Continues the Gemara, dolma, there are various pshatim in what this word dolma means. The Pnei Moshe says it means maise. We're going to say an incident, a story. And the Charedim in one of his pshatim, in the second pshat, says that dolma is like the Bavli has the word itmor, we have learned. The Gemara brings a story. Rab Chiya Ruba, the great Rab Chiya, Rab Yoinesen and Rab Yoinesen, Hayim Mahalchen, they were walking kumi arse de Rab Shimon, bar Yoisi, bar Lukunya. They were walking in front of the bier, in front of the bed of Rab Shimon Bar Yoisi Bar Lukunya, who was nifter, and he was being brought for burial. V'have Rab Yoinesen Mafsa Al Kivrei, and Rab Yoinesen was stepping on graves. He was not careful not to step on graves. Amar Le Rab Chiya Ruba, so the great Rab Chiya said to Rab Yoinesen, Kidoin now, Inun Meimar, the Mesim are saying, Lemachor tomorrow, Inun Gabon, the living ones are going to be with us. They're going to be buried here in the ground. And now, the Inun Ma'ikinlon, and now they are causing us pain by stepping over us. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yonison said back to Rabbi Chiya Ruba, the Chachman Inun Klum. As the Pnei Moshe says, V'chi hein yoidin klum, do they know anything? Do mesim have yediyas after they're dead of what's happening to them? Loichen kosov, does it not say a pasuk in Kehelas Periktes pasuk hei, V'ha mesim einam yoidim ma'uma, the mesim know nothing, they have no yediyas. Amar lei, so Rav Chiya Ruba said to Rabbi Yoinesen, Likreis at Yodeya, you know how to read, you know how to read from Nevi'im, Ksuvim, from Chumash, but Lidroish, to understand, to darshan, what you're reading, Ein at Yodeya, you do not know. Because this pasuk has a completely different pshat. Earlier in that pasuk, it states, Ki hachayim yoidim sheyamusu, those who are living know that they will die. V'hamesim einam yodim umah, and the dead do not know anything. So he's trying to bring a proof from the beginning of the pasuk that the words that were quoted by Rabbi Yoinesen, v'hamesim einam yodim umah, have a different meaning. Why? Because let's learn the beginning of the pasuk together. Ki achayim yodim sheyamusu, as the Pnei Moshe explains, it cannot mean the simple pshat that the living know that they're going to die. What did this have to be said for? What was the purpose of stating this? Of course the Chaim know that they're going to die. So from that I see that these words have a different meaning. Elu hatzadikim. This pasuk refers, this part of the pasuk refers to the tzadikim. Shafilu b'misasin kriyin Chaim. That even after they're dead, they're called living. And what it means is that while they're alive, they're cognizant of the fact that eventually they're going to die, and they're thinking about it, and that affects their life. They live a life with in the back of their mind, always thinking that I'm not going to live forever, and therefore I have to act appropriately in this world so that I should be zoichet to the world to come. But what does that mean? Now that we see the correct pshat in the beginning of the pasuk, we can understand v'ameisim einam yoidim ma'uma refers elu harishoim. This refers to the rishoim shafilu b'chayein, even when they're alive, kruya meisim, they are considered dead, and they are the ones who don't know anything. They are not aware of what's going to happen to them after death. They're not focusing on death after life because they act in a hefker way. They do whatever they feel like doing without any thought of their future after their demise. How do we know, in fact, that the Rishoyim, when they're alive, they're still called Mesim, Shenemar, because the Pasuk states in Yecheskel, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kiloy Echbois B'mois HaMeis, Hashem says, I do not desire that the dead shall die. And the question is, V'chi HaMeis Meis? The Pasuk should have stated, Kiloy Echbois B'mois HaChai, I don't want the living person to die. It's not the dead person who dies, it's the living person who dies. Ella, Elu harishayim, shafilu b'chayim kriyum esim. The pasuk must be speaking and referring to rishayim, who even when they're alive, they're considered dead. And that's what Hashem means. The rishayim who are living, but they're considered dead, I do not want them to die. I want them to do tshuva and live. So from here, we see that the rishayim are considered mesim even when they're living. And we've also, according to this pshat, have stated that when it says hamesim einam yoidim uma, it does not mean they're not aware of anything after their death, but it refers to the rishoyim who do not focus on what's going to happen to them after they die. Uminayin shat tzaddikim afilu b'misasim kriyum chayim. How do we know that tzaddikim, even when they're dead, are called living? Dichsiv, because the pasuk states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe in Dvorim Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Elov, Zoyso Arz Hashem Nishbata Lavrom Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov. This is the land Hashem showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that I promised, that I swore to Avram Yitzchak Li Yaakov, Leymor, to say, Ma Tamad Leymor Leymor. Leymor usually means to say it over to others. Who is Moshe saying this over to? Amar Loi, Hashem said to Moshe, Leich ve'amor lo'avos, I want you to tell over to the avos what I am telling you now. Kol ma she'isneisi lachem, whatever I made a condition that I would do for Klal Yisrael, which I would do for the avos, asisi levneichem achreichem, I have done to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, to their descendants after them. So the Pnei Moshe learns that he says in Divrei HaMaskel, Lech v'mor la'avis, Kidei she'echziku l'cha toiva, al zoi sapsura, they should be makar toiv to you for this good news. So what the Pnei Moshe is alluding to is the Gemara in Brachas Bavli, Daf Yotessim et Aleph, where the Gemara asks that if you're telling me that the Mesim know what's happening, why did Hashem have to tell Moshe to tell Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov? The Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov know this already. And that the Gemara answers what the Pnei Moshe says in order that the Avoy should give Hakoras HaToiv to Moshe Rabbeinu for this Besura, even though they are aware of it on their own. And the Pnei Moshe concludes, Alma diyadi v'harein kriyin chayim. So from the Pnei Moshe, it would seem that although the Gemara says, how do I know that tzaddikim afilu b'misasim kriyin chayim, the Gemara is also bringing a proof to what it started out with. Rabbi Yoinasan had made a statement that Mason do not know anything based on the Pasuk, and Rabbi Chiya Rabbi is telling him, no, the pshat in the pasuk is that the mesim refers to Rishoyim, that even when they're alive, they're considered mesim. And the tzaddikim, who even when they're dead, are considered chayim. Part of that means not only they're alive, but it means that they're cognizant of what's going on. Otherwise, how could they be alive? If they're alive, it means in the full sense of knowing what is happening. So not only is this a proof that they're living, it's also a proof that Mesim are aware of what is happening. So learns the Pnei Moshe. Mara Fulda says that the proof that they are aware of things is from the fact that Hashem did not tell Moshe, go and tell La'avoseichem. Normally, the Lashon should have been to your forefathers. The fact that he enumerated each of the Avos names, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that is a sign, Shema Minah, says the Mara Fulda, Shekruyim Chayim. This is based on a Medrash Rabbah in Koheles, Perek Tes, Pasuk Hei, that the Mesim are considered Chayim, and that's why Hashem told Moshe to go to enumerating Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So we see Tzadikim B'Misasam are Nikru Chayim. At this point, I'd like to repeat a beautiful pshat that I heard from my chavrusa, Rav Moshe Rotenberg Shlita, on this inyan of Rishoyim are considered mesim, even b'chayim, and tzaddikim are considered living, even l'achar misa, based on the last Medrash Tanchuma in the Sefer, Medrash Tanchuma at the end of Dvorim. The Medrash Tanchuma explains what is it that gives the tzaddik life even after death and gives a rush of misa even when he's living. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, V'zel Ishaynai, Rasha b'chay of chashav k'meis, a rasha while he's living is considered dead, mipnei, sh'roya chamazoy rechas, he sees the sun shining, ve'ena mevorach yitzer or, he doesn't make a bracha to Hashem and thank Hashem that he created light, sh'kas, he sees the sun going down, ve'ena mevorach marav aravim, and he doesn't give a blessing to Hashem that he's the one that caused night. Oichel, he eats v'shoyes and he drinks, v'ena mevorach alei, he doesn't make a bracha. Avol hatzadikim, mevorach in al v'dover, sh'oichlin v'shoyesin v'sharoyin v'shashoyman, a tzaddik constantly thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that Hashem does for him, that he's able to eat, that he's able to drink, that he can see, that he can hear. V'loy b'chayim b'vad, and not only while they're alive, elafilu b'misasin, even when they're dead, mevorchen, u'moydin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they make a bracha and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, kuf yutes, yalzu chasidim b'chavoyd, yiranenu al mishkevoysam, roimim ois keil b'groinam, v'cherif, so they're thanking Hashem even after death. We see from this that what is it that is considered life? Life is to thank and give Oidoa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Death is when a person sees this world as not coming from the toivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, says Rav Moshe Rotenberg, this is a beautiful pshat, his own pshat, in Rachel and Leah. When Rachel, the Pasuk says, V'sekane Rachel b'choysa, she was jealous of Leah, v'atoymer, and she said, El Yaakov, Havali banim, give me children, v'im ayin, and if not, mesa anoichi, I'm going to die. This Pasuk is written in the Torah right after the Pasuk. V'atoymer, Leah said, Hapam, this time when she had Yehuda, Ode es Hashem, Al Ken Kar Shma Yehuda. She thanked Hashem. She got, as Rashi says, I took more than I was entitled to. I have four children out of the 12. I should only have had three since Yaakov had four wives. I got a fourth one. Odes Hashem, I'm going to thank Hashem. And she called him Yehuda. So Rachel, in the next pasuk says, Im Ein Li Bonim, I'm not going to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having children. As Leah did when she gave Hoidah, Shavach Hoidah to the Rabbi Nishlam. So it's going to be missing to me a part of my life. Because what is life? Life is to give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we saw from the Medrash Tanchuma. If I'm not going to have sons, I won't be able to give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having sons. So she said to Yaakov, Havali banim v'mayin, if I'm not going to have the children, then meison noichi, I'll be dead in the sense that I won't be able to give oido. And what is life if it's not to give Shevach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lack of the ability of being able to be Meshabeach Hashem for that prat of having sons, that means there's going to be a piece of Misa in me. I won't be able to thank Hashem. And that's why she wanted to have children. Let us give a short introduction before we go to the next Gemara. We learned before on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis the halachas concerning a person who's wearing tefillin and has to go to the bathroom. And in a short while, the Gemara is going to bring from Rav Idi Bar Shimshon in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a halacha, a similar halacha concerning a person davening, not wearing tefillin, but he's davening and he also is tzorech l'nekavov. And because we're going to bring that related halacha concerning davening in the name of Rav Idi, b'shem Rav Shimon, b'shem Rav Yochanan, the Gemara now brings a few other halachas that were said by the same group. In other words, Rav Idi, b'shem Rav Shimon, b'shem Rav Yochanan. The first halacha concerns a Gemara in Menachos Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, where we learn the halacha of by a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, that we must have Mukav Gvil, which means that there has to be parchment around the entire letter, and one letter cannot touch the letter next to it, or above it, or below it. It has to be totally on all four sides surrounded with the parchment. Says the Gemara, Irev Esoisius, what happens if the Oisius got mingled up together, as the Charedim explains on the third line in the right-hand column, Divya Masal Irvus Oisius, Shenaga Ois Bechavir Tovinidbeka, that the Sofer wrote one letter touching the letter next to it. So the Gemara says, Is Tanoi Tani Kosher, there were those who taught a brisa which says the halacha in this case is kosher, v'is tanoi tani pasul. And there were those who learned a brisa where it says it's pasul. And now Rav Idi, b'shem Rav Shimon, b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Idi said in the name of Rav Shimon, who said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that really there's no machlokes here. Man de mar kosher, we know the word mar, we've had it several times in Yerushalmi already, means the omar. So the one who says manda amar kosher milmatan, that's if they touched only at the bottom. Manda mar pasul, the one who said pasul, that brisa which stated pasul milmalon, that's where they touched already on top. And what's an example of this? Kigoin, the words artseinu or tifartenu. And let us say the nun and the vav were connected. And we can see a diagram of this in the art scroll on page 23, A2, in footnote number 18, where we find how the Nun and the Vav are supposed to be written correctly. And then we find in the middle of these three diagrams how the Nun and the Vav are connected on top. And in the last one, on the left, we see how the Nun and the Vav are connected at the bottom. So the Charedim brings down from the Tshuvas HaRashba, which are miyuchasos to the Ramban, in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, who explains as follows. And we'll learn it inside. And this is on the fourth short line in the right-hand column of the Charedim. Yesh Lefarish, Im Nidbeka Ha'ois La'achashen Nigmarat Sur Asa, Kegon Shen Nidbeku Barag Le'em, Ein Dovig Zeh Apostle. If they were connected at the bottom. And the way the oises are written is a movement from top to bottom. So he made, the cipher made the letter Vav. First he wrote the Nun, and then he was writing the Vav from up to down, and he finished the Vav, and then at the bottom of the Vav, it got connected to the Nun. So the Charedim says, in the name of the Ramban, that he wouldn't have to do anything. Because that Vav was written, the whole letter was written kosher. It had Gvil around it. At the last moment, it got connected to the Nun. But before that, there was a kosher Vav written which was Mukav Gvil. So the fact that it's now joined up with the Nun does not passel the Vav. Avil continues the Charedim in Nidbikar Bereisha. If the Vav was connected to the Nun already at the top of the Vav, Kaidim Shenigmar Isar Reish, before that top of the letter was completed, then Sarach Ligra Hakol, you have to erase the entire letter, Shaharelein Nasib, Ba Dover Behechsher, because the entire letter was written in a state of paslus. It was not a case of Mukav Gvil to begin with, right at the top of the letter. It was already connected, the Vav to the Nun, and therefore the whole letter has to be erased and written over again. Now, it comes out, according to Rishalmi, that we have a big kula here, that if a letter was written bekashrus and it only got connected at the bottom, it would be considered that it's written with Mukav Gvil, and it would not have to be erased. What is the halacha lemaisa? So on this we find the Mishnah Brura in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis, and Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tefillin brings down that there's Yesh Machshir and Yesh Poslin. There's a machloikis whether in fact in this case it's kosher or not, and then he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham that the maskana is that we're machmir, not like our Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi here is not learned halacha lemaisa, and in fact, any connection, whether it's on the top or the bottom, we're machmir, that it is a psul of Mukav Gvil, and therefore it has to be erased before the cipher can continue further on. He has to first erase the letter and then write it bekashrus. Continues the Yerushalmi, what happens if you have the word Artsicha? So the din is Tzricha, as the Charedim explains, in Divrei HaMaskil Artsicha, around two-thirds down on the right-hand column, Kleimer, Shenidbak Regel HaChof Bemtziyosa Letzadik, Oyal HaTof, Tzricha Iyun. Because really the Gemara here brings two examples, Artsicha Tzricha, which the Charedim explains means Tzricha Iyun, and Tefartecha, here you have not the Tzadik attached to the Chaf, as in the word Artscha, but you have the Tuf connected to the end of Chaf. So also Tzricha, Tzricha Iyun. Now, as the Charedim said, the Tzadik was connected to the middle of the Chaf, or the Tuf was connected to the middle of the Chaf. So in fact, it's not Tzorich Iyun Ledina what the Halach is. The Halach is clear, that a chaf really, l'chatchila, should be double the size, the leg of the final chaf, in comparison to the top of the final chaf. But bidi eved, if the leg of the final chaf is equal in size to the top of the final chaf, it's considered that it was written bidi eved as a kosher letter. The only thing that we have to make sure is that the leg of the final chaf is not written shorter than the head of the final chaf, because in that case it would be in fact a resh, and it would be vadai pasul. So in the case of Artsicha and Sefartecha, as long as the letter was written so that at least there is equal leg to head of the letter, it would be kosher. It would be, according to the Rishalmi, like a vav written next to a nun, if it was only connected at the bottom. So if the tzadi is connected to the chaf in the middle, and there is left over that was done bekashrus, the leg of the chaf, which is equal at least in size to the head of the chaf, so then the way to Rishalmi paskins, that means that a kosher chaf, as long as the leg wasn't shorter than the head, a kosher final chaf was written, and only then it got connected to the tzaddik, or only then it got connected to the tuf of Sefartecha, and then it would be kosher. What does the Gemara mean? Tzricha tzorech iyun, the halacha is clear, that it would be kosher in such a case, unless it got connected to the leg at a point where the leg would be shorter than the head, where it would be a resh. Otherwise, it would be b'dievet, at least kosher. So the tzorichian is, it means practically, on a practical level, the Rav or the Sefer would have to look at the letter and determine whether, in fact, it's only connected at a point where the leg of the Chaf is equal to the head of the Chaf before it is connected. So a determination has to be made. That's what the Yerushalmi means, Tzricha. But again, Halacha L'maisa, any connection, even to the middle of the Chaf, it would not make a difference. It would still be possible the way the Mishnah Berurah Paskin in Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Continues the Gemara with another saying of Rav Idi Berab Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Yamad Adam B'Makom Gavoy V'Spal. A person should not daven in a shul on a high place. Matam, what is the reason? What's the basis for this halacha? Amar Rav Abba Berei D'Rapapi, because the Pasuk says, Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Per Kuflam, and Pasuk Aleph says that from the depths I have called out to you, Hashem. The Pashtus of this Pasuk means that I've called you, Hashem, from the depths of my heart. But the Gemara is understanding that Mimamakim also means that a person is not standing on a Makim Gavoa, because then he's not davening to Hashem from the depths. He's davening from a high place. Most shuls have the Shliach Tzibur davening, not on a high place, but level with the rest of the Tzibur. I have seen in the Agudas Yisrael of Baltimore, where the Moira D'Asra is Rav Moshe Heinem and Hagoyin Rav Moshe Heinem and Shlita, I have seen where the Shliach Tzibur actually stands lower than the Tzibur. The floor is indented where the Shliach Tzibur stands to be Mekayim B'Meluyoy. This Pasuk of Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, not only it's not on a Makim Gavoya, but it's on a makom namuch, it's on a low place in the shul where the shliach tzibur is davening for the kohol. Amar Rav Idi Berab Shimon Rishem Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the main halacha, how it's connected to the gemoras before, because we're speaking about, just like when a person enters a beis hakisei wearing his tefillin, here comes a question, what happens if a person is tzorech l'nekov of when he's davening? So Rav Idi said, in the name of Rav Shimon, in the name of Rav Yochanan, lo yamed adam vispalo v'tzorech l'nekov. A person should not daven, and he's in need of going to the bathroom. Matam, what's the basis for this halacha? Because the pasuk states,
he coin
lekras alikach yisrael. A person should prepare himself when he goes to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud learns from here that a person should put on special clothing. This is a source for a person putting on a gartel during davening for those who have that minig. However, the Gemara here is learning that one prepares themselves for davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making sure that he is not tzorech l'nekavav, by going to the bathroom before davening. Amar Rab Alexandroi, he learned it from a different pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Keheles, Perik Dalid, pasuk Yud Zayin, where the pasuk states, Shmor raglucho kasher teilech al beis ha'elokim, watch, be careful of your foot when you go to the house of Hashem. And we learn from this, says Rabbi Alexandroi, Shemor atzmecha menatipim, hayotzos mi bein raglecha. Watch out for the drops, watch out for the urine that goes out from between your feet. Even though the way we read the pasuk is raglecha, which is your foot, we're darshening it as raglecha, your feet. Watch out from the drops that come out from between your feet. Since there is a yud in this word, resh gimel lamed yud and the chaf, we're able to darshan not raglecha, your foot, but raglecha, your feet. Take care that you have relieved yourself before davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadod de Tamar, when was this said, this halacha of Shmor Raglecha Kasher Teilech al Beis HaElokim, that when you're going to the Beis HaKnesses to daven, a person should first make sure that he relieves himself and goes to the bathroom before davening? That is only bedakim. That is only when it concerns urine, which in the Bavli is referred to as ktanim. Avil begasim, but by the thick ones, which the Bavli calls gedolim. When a person has to defecate for feces, so there's a different halacha according to Yerushalmi. Im yochel lisbol, yisbol. If he's able to restrain himself, he is allowed to restrain himself. He does not have to relieve himself, but rather he can daven. Since by gedolim, by the gasim, he is more able to control himself than by the dakim, if he feels that he can wait until the end of davening to relieve himself, he may do so. This chilik of the Yerushalmi is not held by the Bavli, and according to the Bavli, whether it's for dakim, ktanim, or whether it's for gasim, gedolim, either way, if he has the urge to relieve himself, he should do that by both before he davens. The Pnei Moshe here in Divrei Maskil Hadod Tamer says, Kishitzorech liktanim al yispalel. V'im yispalel, and if he was mispalel, tfilosai te'eva. That's only by ktanim. Avol begasim shahayitzorech likdoilim. Im yochel lamed ba'atzmei v'lizbol yizbol. So it's only by ktanim that it's a te'eva, according to the Rishami. But by gasim, if he's able to restrain himself, he may restrain himself. But according to the Bavli, even by gedolim, he should relieve himself before davening. We now turn to Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abaye B'Shem Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Abaye, said in the name of Rabbi Acha, on the Pasuk that we learned on Amud Aleph of Shmor Raglecha, Kasher Telech, El Beis, Ho Elokim, and we said that the Pshat is we're referring to going to Shul for davening, that a person should physically prepare himself before he davens. Rabbi Yaakov is learning a different Pshat, Shmor Atzmecha. Protect yourself when you are called to the Beis Elokim, as the Pnei Moshe explains, and it starts on Amud Aleph at the bottom. Haskein atzmecha, kishetehei nikra el Beis Elokim, lamoid bedin, when you come in front of the Beis Din Shalmala, when it's your time to leave this world, kishayavai itcha, that you should be pure and clean in your actions, that you should be a tzaddik. That is the pshat that Rabbi Yaakov tells us. Shmor atzmecha kishtehei nikrel beisrael ikim shetehei tohar v'naki. So here, beisrael ikim does not mean a shul, but rather it means the Beis Din Shalmala. Amar Rabbi Abba brings out the same thought from a pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Hei, pasuk Yudches. The pasuk states, Yehi Makar Chabaruch, your source should be a blessing. And Rabbi Abba explains the word Makarcha to mean your calling, when you're summoned. He puts an aleph into the word, Yehi Mikaracha Lakever Baruch, when you are summoned, when you're, the day to leave this world comes and you're summoned to the kever, you should go to the kever, baruch, as someone who is blessed. Amar Rav Brachia, Rav Brachia commented on the pasuk in Kehelas, Perek Gimel, pasuk Chaf, Perek Gimel, pasuk Beis, where the pasuk says, Eis la letus or Eis lamas, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And what's bothering Rabbi Rechi is, what did Shlomo HaMelech have to tell us this for? What was the message here? Everyone knows that there's a time when a person is born, when he comes into the world, and there's a time when a person dies and leaves this world. Rabbi Rechi answers that Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, Ashrei Adam, Sheshas Misasai Kishas Lidasai. Shlomo HaMelech was comparing his departure from this world to his arrival into the world, his death to his birth. Ma shasli dosi naki, just like when he's born clean of any avera, kach b'shas misase, so too, when his time to depart, when he leaves this world, when he dies, yehei naki, he should be just as pure and clean as when he entered this world. the Medrash Rabbah in Devarim, on the Pasuk, Baruch Atah B'Vayachol, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecho, explains that Pasuk in the same way, that your Yitzia from this world should be Baruch, just like when you entered B'Vayach, when you came into the world, it was with a Bracha, so too your leaving from this world should likewise be a Bracha. Begins the next mission, Halacha Dalet, Hakari Hashma, V'lo Hishmi Eli Oznai Yatza. The Tanakhama holds that if a person read Shema and he did not read it out loud, he could not hear what he was saying, he's still Yotze. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, lo Yotze, he is not Yotze. The Pnei Moshe explains that according to Rabbi Yossi, he says that it says in the Torah, Shema Yisrael. And we darshan, Hashma lo oznecha, mashata moitze mipicha. Whatever you're saying from your mouth, let your ears hear what you're saying. However, the Tanakhama darshans Shema b'chol lashon shata shemeya, that you could say Kriya Shema in any language. And the Pnei Moshe concludes halacha ketanakama, that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that you're yotze. However, this is only as the Charedim tells us in the top Charedim in the left-hand column that you're yotze b'diyevet. Ava l'chatchila, says the Charedim, tzorech l'kuliyam l'ashmiya l'oznoi. L'chatchila, adin mid rabbanan. Although the Tanakhama darshan shema b'chol lashon shata shemeya, and he does not darshan like Rabbi Yossi that hashmal ozcha mashata moitzi mipicha, that's how to darshan at midaraisa, but everybody's mited that midarabbanan avada l'chatchila, you should hear what you're saying in Kriya Shema. B'diyeved, we pass like the Tanakhama l'kula, that you're yotze. Continues the Mishnah, Karav le'dikta b'yis yoseo, if he read the Shema, but he was not careful in the letters, explains the Charedim, the second line of the Charedim, Leitzion b'svas of Yafa, he didn't enunciate the letters clearly, kishtei tevois, he put two words together, sheteva shniyam aschelis b'yis shateva rishayna nigmeris, the second word begins with the same letter which the first word ends with, kigoin, al levavecha. So he said it not as two words separating the two lamids, al levavecha, but rather he said al levavecha. And the lamid is like going on both words and he's merging the two words together. Or esev bisotcha, or vavaretem mehera. He says it together, vavaretem mehera. The Einoi nice and revach by name La Freedom, he's not putting in any separation between the two words to separate them. Nimtza kairos on shtei ois is kais achas. Here the word ois means a word. He's reading the two letters, which are the same, and as a result, he's reading the two words together as if they are one. And here again, we have a machlaikis. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yotza, Rabbi Yudomer Lo Yotza. And the Pnei Moshe tells us that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're yotze. However, the Pnei Moshe in Divrei HaMaskal, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yotze, tells us that, of course, lechatchila, tzorech ledaktik b'yos yoseo. Lechatchila, everyone agrees that you should say the words carefully and separately, one from another. The Pnei Moshe tells us a few other things that we have to be medaktik in Shema. We'll just mention one of them, where he says that Tzorech lahatiz hazayin shel tizkeru, sheloye nira koimer tizkeru b'shin. In other words, a person should make sure that the Zion is clearly enunciated as a Zion, tizkeru, and they should not think that he's saying tizkeru, because it would mean that we're doing this laman tiskeru, that we should get reward. Kolomer kadesha tirbuschar. Vare ein roi l'shamish l'sarava, amanas l'kava pras. As it says in Pirkei Avos, al tiyu kavadam shamish l'sarava, amanas l'kava pras. We're not supposed to serve Hashem for reward. So this is another example of how a person has to be careful when he says the Shema, to enunciate every word clearly. Hakayre l'mafreya, lo yotze. If somebody read backwards, he's not yotze. So the Charedim tells us this means that he was Magdim, for example, the third Pasuk before the second Pasuk, and the second Pasuk before the first Pasuk. So here, Kuli Alma is Moida, that he is not Yotze. However, the Pnei Moshe points out that if he was Magdim, the Parshios, he put, for example, he started Vayoymer, he started the Parsha of Tzitzis first, and then he did Vayom Shemoyah, and then he did Shema at the end. He mixed up the order, there he would be Yotze, because these three Parshas that we say during Kriya Shema are not listed in that sequence in the Chumash. It's the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, who put the Seder of how we say it. So therefore, Avada L'chatchil, he should say it the way Chazal were Mesakim. But B'dievet, if he inverted the order of the Parshias, he would be Yotze. But if he inverted in each Parsha the sequence of the Psukim, there he's not Yotze. And the final halach of the Mishnah is, Karavitah, if he was reading Shema and he made a mistake, he omitted a word or a Pasuk, Yachzer L'makom Shetah, when he realizes that he left out the word or the Pasuk, he should go back to that word or Pasuk and repeat it, and then he continues from there until the end of that Parsha of Kriya Shema. He is not allowed to just, for example, he finished Kriya Shema and he realized he left out one Pasuk, go back to that Pasuk and just say that Pasuk, because then it would come out that he's saying the Kriya Shema not in the correct sequence, not in the correct Seder, and therefore, when he goes back to the place that he made a mistake, he continues from there until the end of that Parsha of Kriya Shema. The Gemara on this Mishnah, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, learn together in the next shiur.